underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our Break Free series with Break Free from Succubus and Incubus. These are called nighttime spirits. Succubus is the female spirit pretender for man, and Incubus is the male spirit pretender for woman. They come while you are asleep, make it appear as if you were dreaming, and have sexual relations with you. Now here is how you know it is not a dream, because you wake up wet. That is how you know it is real. Now, if you fail to rebuke that nighttime spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, your silence will be used as consent to tie you into an alliance with the spirit. And thus, the spirit will pose as a spouse to you and destroy any other relationships that you have with anyone else. He will harm or even kill anyone trying to get into a relationship with you. He will try to prevent you from marriage, period. This is a spirit that I battled myself. I thought I could just pray and fast that spirit away. But no, it took me many years to realize how cunning that nighttime spirit really is. Because you see, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 21, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. This goes for the male lusting after the female, and vice versa, a female lusting after the male. And Jesus Christ even said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, "But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." When you covet someone and lust after that person, you will begin to fantasize about that person within your heart. And that is where that nighttime spirit begins to work. He will feed you a lot of sexual fantasies and then come in your dreams to fulfill them. That way, you are not going to want it to stop. You are having your fantasy fulfilled. So when I realized that the power of Incubus and Succubus relied on sexual fantasies, I started rebuking and letting go of those sexual fantasies first before casting that nighttime spirit out in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, now you can see the picture. Those sexual fantasies are not good for you, and they must go first in order for that nighttime spirit to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Hanging on to a sexual fantasy will result in bringing back that nighttime spirit in your life. And yes, sexual fantasies are also spirits. They team up together to come against you. And hanging on to one will also result in hanging on to the other. So, in order to let go of one, you must let go of both, because they are a team. So now that you also know the process of deliverance from these spirits, you can also break free from them. You can use our deliverance prayer from Succubus and Incubus to free yourself. The prayer is in our prayer collection on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. So go on and break free from Succubus and Incubus today. Amen?
Amen.
On our next message, we are going to address soul ties. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.